Okay, we're up to Perek Chavtes, Pasek. One moment. Pasek Ches. So right now we're discussing the topic of Yirmiyah is telling Klal Yisrael that you're going to go for 70 years. Yichonya, Hachodesh veHamasker, and the queen mother has been exiled by Nebuchadnezzar. You're now currently living in Babel, and you should recognize that you're going to be there for a long time. Therefore, he advised Klal Yisrael they should set up shop. They should purchase property, and they should build homes. They should settle there. They should plant gardens and eat the fruit, and they should get married and have children. So we discuss all this yesterday. There's one medrash I want to mention to you. It's an important medrash that I left out. I forgot to mention. It goes back to the beginning of the Perek Chavtes. It's an important medrash because of the Chiba of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, anytime you have a Maimon Chazal that discusses the Chiba, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Eretz Yisrael, it is noteworthy. It's important. And it's not a medrash, I apologize. It is a Yerushalmi, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. And it goes back to Pasuk Aleph of Perek Chavtes. Ve'elu divrei ha-sefer, asher shalach Yirmiyo ha-navi, mirushalayim, el z'yeser ziknei ha-goyla, v'el ha-koyanim. This is the text of the letter which Yirmiyo sent, mirushalayim. He sent from Yerushalayim El Yeser Zikne Hagoyla to the remnant of the Zikne Hagoyla V'al Hakayinim V'al Hanavim V'al Kol Ha'am Asher Heglo Nevuchadnezzar Yerushalayim Bavela. So the Medrash takes note on the word Zikne, the El Yeser, the remnant of the Zikne Hagoyla. Ksivit says the El Yeser Zikne Hagoyla. I'm reading from the Yerushalmi. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu b'yoyser heim alei zikne ha-goyla chaviva lai kikat ketana shebe'eretz Yisrael yoyser mei Sanhedrin g'doyla shebechutz li'aretz. You know, so I'm a little bit confused here. What's the... I didn't prepare this correctly. I thought I understood this, but now I see I don't understand this. The fact that it says the yeser, the remnant of the zikne ha-goyla. You know, I have to go back to the source and look this up and understand this better. But the theme over here that the Yerushalmi is trying to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chavivos, even for a small group of people living in Eretz Yisrael, more so than a large Sanhedrin of Talmidei Chachamim living in Chutz Li'aretz. Okay, and that somehow that is merumas in the word Yeser Zikne HaGoyla. The people over here are the remnants, which is Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yoyser Heim Olai Ziknei HaGoyla. They are more precious. Yeser comes from the word Yoser. They are more precious to me than...
Nosar.
Nosar means like more, in addition. They're more precious to me than the Ziknei HaGoyla. So it's a drasha. And the words of the Yerushalmi are Chaviva Olai Kat Kitano Shebi Eretz Yisrael. It's more precious to me, a small group of people living in Eretz Yisrael. Does not even say even that the Talmidei Chacham. Anyone living in the land, even if they are few in number, is more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyser, more Misanhedrin Gedoyla Shebechutz Laretz. You may have in Chutz Li'aretz, the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, Torah institutions that are enormous, massive, successful. This Yerushalmi is medayik from this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more chavivas for the simple few people who live in Eretz Yisrael. Although they may not be Talmidei Chachamim, they may not be the elite of Klal Yisrael, the fact that they're moiser nefesh to live in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem has more chavivas for them than for the big, major Talmidei Chachamim living in Chutz Li'aretz. That's a very frightening Maimon Chazal, because today, you know, Baruch Hashem, Chaste Hashem in Chutz Li'aretz, it's impressive. It's quite impressive what we have in Chutz Li'aretz. And Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, there are many people that are not yet Shomrei Torah U'Mitzvos. most everyone Eretz Yisrael, from what I've read, is traditional. The whole Eretz Yisrael, to what I've read today, they observe Yom Kippur to some degree, and everyone is aware of Shabbos. There is a very great, but not everyone is 100% yet. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Medrash, now I'm not exactly sure how the Yerushalmi is tying this. Maybe you could help me how he's tying this into this pasuk, because this pasuk's simple translation, the Eliezer, is the people that the message being directed to is to the people in Chutz Liaretz. They are the topic of discussion, the Yeser Ziknei HaGoyle. It appears from this Yerushalmi that he's interpreting the pasuk in a different form. He's saying, Mirushalayim El Yeser Kama Ziknei HaGoyle. It appears that the Drasha is taking the word Yeser and connecting it to Yerushalayim. Yes, it means the remnant. Let's translate the pasuk on a very simple level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the remnants. So who is the pasuk simply being addressed to? The pasuk is addressing the people that are living in Golos. And Yirmiyah is writing a letter, and he's dispatching it with an agent. And he's saying, give this letter to the survivors, to the remnant of the Ziknei HaGoyla, V'yal HaKoyhanim, V'yal HaNeviim, V'yal Kol Ha'am, V'yasher Heglim, V'vuchanetza, Mishlam Bavela, to the people that have been Oh, no, I'm sorry. So it does make sense. I'm sorry. Let's take a look one more time. Yeser Ziknei HaGoyla. No. I'm going in circles, as you can see. It seems, from the moment, I have to go back and look at the source, but from the moment it seems that this Medrash is not being interpreted literally in the simple translation of the Pasuk. The simple translation of the Pasuk is where Yirmiyah is addressing a group of people who have gone into exile. They are not living in the land. They are the leftovers of the Ziknei HaGoyla, whoever is still around, of the elders of the Goyla who are there in Babel. But then the Yerushalmi is saying, no, break the Pasuk into two parts. Take the Pasuk and after the word Eliezer, put a comma, or put a period. And then take the word Ziknei HaGoyla. Take the word Yeser, Eliezer, and connect it to Yerushalayim. And say as follows, the Yerushalayim Eliezer, the Yeser means the few people, the Noisarim, the few yes. people.
But also Yoser, that's a word in the Yerushalmi you quoted. It's both a play on Yeser and Yoser.
Right.
He prefers more than
Yoser, Hashem is Yoser, the few people that are living in Yerushalayim, the El Kol Ha'am Yerushalayim El Yoser, which means Yoser, okay? The few people that are living in Yerushalayim, Hashem has more chavivus than, comma, the Ziknei HaGoyla. The Ziknei HaGoyla is a code expression for the big, major Talmidei Chachamim, the Sanhedrin that's living in Chutz Liaretz. It's expressing in the chavivus Haaretz. Okay, so this is something very important, very noteworthy, because, like I said, every time you come across a Maamar Chazal that gives chavivus to Eretz Yisrael, it's not something to be taken lightly. Now let's return back to where we are up. We're up to Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches says, Ki koyim Hashem tzvokas l'kei Yisrael al yashiu lochem nivyeichem. Let not your false prophets that are among you mislead you. The translation of the word yashiu means to mislead. Asher b'kibichem v'kois meichem, your diviners, people that engage in forms of communication with source of Tuma, the al tishmu el chaloy mosechem, do not listen to their dreams. Asher atem mach limim. Now this is an unusual word. The word mach limim means you cause them to dream. The leaders are only as good as the people that support them. If you have people, ein melech beloy am. That's a very powerful principle in life in general. You can't be matzliach in a makom where they don't want you to succeed. More often than not, if you look around at successful rabbonim, at successful leaders in any field, the reason why they're successful is because the people behind them who have hired them, who are their subordinates, want them to succeed. If the people the balabatim in a shul do not want their rav to succeed, the rav is not going to succeed. He's not going to be successful. You have to have a support group behind you, not just financial support. You have to have moral support. Here we have false prophets. The false prophets are very successful. They have great dreams. Their dreams are brilliant. They're creative. Why? Because the people want them to dream. When they go to sleep at night, knowing that the Hamoinam wants them to have a good dream, a dream that will tell them good words, that's why they come up with good dreams at night. And that's exactly what it says here in this pasuk. Do not listen to the dreams. Ashatem machlimim. You cause them. Lashon hifel, we'll see in the Radak. The people are causing them to have these good dreams. Ki b'sheker heim nibim lochem. Because they're prophesying, they're giving dreams that are false. B'shmi in Hashem's name. Lo shalachtim num Hashem. I never sent them, so says Hashem. Okay, let's see these two psukim inside. Pasuk ches in the Mitzudos David. The pasuk says, Al yashiu. Do not be misled. Nivie hasheker v'hakosmim asher b'kibuchem al yifatu eschem. May they not mislead you, entice you, b'meshoimim hashamaher tashuvu liyushalayim, in their lies and their declaration that in very short time that you will return to Yerushalayim, hepech midivri, which is the opposite of what Hashem said. Hashem said that you're going to be there for 70 years. The katzar bedover hamuv mi'atzva, the pasuk is short but self understood. Chaloim oseichem ha'imim lochem ma'ashiru b'chaloim, these false prophets, they tell you what they saw in their dream, and the source of their dream comes from the inspiration, from the encouragement of the hamoinam. Asher atem, you, the people, have you blame yourselves. Machlimim rotzolaymar she'atem shaylim hem shehim yishalu shelis chalom. You ask these people, these false prophets, that they should make requests. They should find that information when they go to sleep in the form of a she'elas chalom. Pasuk tes ki b'sheker ma shaymim b'shmi hu sheker. Things they say in my name are false. Ki lo shlachtim, I never sent them. Let's see Rashi. Rashi yashiu means to mislead, to entice, to be mafate. The Mitzudos translate the word yashiu means to be mafate, to entice. And that's exactly what Rashi says in a different word, Lashon hasota. Hasota means to entice. Kamo hanachosh hishiani. The snake. Adam said it, Chava said, it's not my fault, I ate from the Eitz Hadas. It was the snake that enticed me to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Radak pasukhes, machlinim. You, the Hamoinam, are causing these dreamers to have dreams. Rashi learned, the Mitzudas said, it means you're asking them directly that when you go to sleep, you should ask questions as in the concept of a she'elas chaloyim. The Radak says, machlinim, mishpatoi, machlinim. The word machlinim is equivalent as if there is a yud between the lamid and the mem. In our text, there is no lamid between the lamed and the mem, and in fact, it's there's a shva. It's mach le mem. If it would have said mach li mem instead of a shva under the lamed, we would replace it with a chirik and have a yud. Then it would make sense. It would mean to cause. Then the grammatical form of the word is very simple. You are causing these people to have dreams, but it does not say that. It says machlimim, and the Radak says the truth is it's all the same. Ki hu b'muvin, mibinyan hifil, to cause. V'chein heim. He gives other examples. Ma'azrim, osam, you cause them, you help them, you cause them to be successful. Kamo ma'azirim u'peirusho l'shav ezer. You cause them to succeed. Asher atem machlimim, she'atem gormim she'yu heim cholimim. You cause them to have dreams. She'im lo ha'yisem atem shaymim el chalom ha'sehem lo ha'yu chalomim. If you would not give attention to their false dreams, they would not continue dreaming. Im kein atem machlinim, or some, you are causing these people to have dreams. Lefi chach omar chalom ha'sehem ki shalochem heim ha'chalom ha'sehem chalomim, because these dreams are going to be attributed to you because you are the cause. Pasuk Yud. Okay, that's it. Now we come to one of the most famous psukim in Sefer Yirmiyah. Okay, no doubt about it. This pasuk is one of the most famous psukim, and it says, Kikoy Bar Hashem, make no mistake about it, you're going to be here in Babel for 70 years. You're going to be here. Now this was the devuah. This was a blessing in disguise, this pasuk. whole Sefer Yirmiyah, even though it's full of mussar and harsh, depressing words, here is one of the greatest blessings. When you know there's a ketz, when you can see that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, the fact that Yirmiyah HaNavi is telling them that the Golus will come to an end at the end of 70 years, what greater blessing could there possibly be? You know it's going to be over. And even if we don't know exactly, we don't know exactly when the 70 years are. Okay, as we're going to discuss in a few moments, everyone made this big mistake. Baal Shetzar made a celebration. He thought the 70 years came to an end. Achashverosh made a celebration, and the truth was it was from the time of it was 18 years later. We'll discuss some of these points in a few moments. But okay, many people made mistakes exactly in calculating the 70 years. But the fact that a number was stated, was given to the world, to Klal Yisrael, this is a very great blessing where you can count down the days until the Geula will come. Ki choy amar Hashem, ki lefi milos lebavel shiv shana, when it will be full to Bavel 70 years, efkod eschem, I will visit you once again. It's interesting to take note the word efkod is the word chosen, similar to the word v'Hashem pokad es sarah. The laning of Rosh Hashanah, Pekida, is an expression to remember, but not just to remember, but to act upon one's zikaron. Yosh Shan is called the Yom HaZikaron, but that doesn't mean that Hashem is going to implement any changes in our lives. Hashem will take note of everything that has happened, and will put it on Cheshbon. It will all be there. But will HaKadosh Baruch Hu take action? Will HaKadosh Baruch Hu change, bring success? That all depends on if we are worthy. That's the higher madrig of Pekida. Pekida includes a zikaron with action. V'Hashem pokad es Sarah, and Sarah now became pregnant and gave birth. So here, what? Pokod pokadati eschem. I'm going to remember you and redeem you. Every time you have the word Pekida, it's not just remembrance, it's action. A remembrance which brings to action. After 7 years, I will establish upon you my good words. So here you see, this fits very well to what we just said, that Pekida means... It means to go the next step, not just have a good machashava. Many times a person has good thoughts, but the thoughts do not necessarily translate into action. Hashem says, I know my machshavas, Hashanochi choshev aleichnu Hashem. I have thoughts, machshavas, shalom of peace, v'loy lira'ah, thoughts of peace and not evil, loseis lochem, to give you acharis v'sikva, to give you hope, a future, and hope. Now, this pasuk really is not even referring to the Geula. This pasuk is referring to that the 70 years that I'm going to give you in Bavel are going to be a tkufa where you'll have something to look forward to. There's going to be, being that you know that the Golus is going to come to the end at a particular point in time, therefore you will have acharis, there's a future, the sikva, and there's hope. Unlike, the contrast to this sukkah that we're reading now is the Churban Bayis Sheni, where the Pekida was not revealed, and we have no idea when the Geula will come. All we know is Be'ita Achishana, the last pasuk of last week's Haftarah. It can come either Be'ita or it can come Achishana, but this is something which is not revealed to us. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Mesudos Stavim, these two psukim. These two very important psukim, pasuk, starting with pasuk Yud. Hashem says, Ki lefi milos lebavel ayin shana, kasher yushlam lebavel ayin shana, mehascholas hispashtuso al Yisrael me'eish shukavas v'chanetzer es yehoyokim v'rishayna. So he's right away, the Matthews over here is coming to take sides. The truth is, there are multiple dimensions to the Pekida of 70 years. There are 70 years from the time when Nebuchadnezzar came to power. There are 70 years from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And then there's another 70 years from the time... Actually, I'll come back to you. I'm forgetting all these things. Let's just see. But right now, he's focusing.
Where is the starting point?
And there are different kufa. So here he's referring to over here the 22 years. Hispashtus alim eis shokavash nevuchanetzar al siyakim berishayin avihaisa b'shmir lemalchus nevuchanetzar, and this was the second year of the malchus nevuchanetzar. So let's write right away two different pekidas that we'll see in a moment. There's a pekida from when Nebuchadnezzar came to power. According to now, a lot of the things that we're going to say now are subject to interpretation, and there are different opinions. But let's just see what the Mitzudas is coming to reject. There is one opinion that says the 70 years refers to the time when Nebuchadnezzar rose to power. When did Nebuchadnezzar rise to power? One year before he conquered. He conquered Jehoiakim. In the first year that Nebuchadnezzar seized power and became the Melech of Bavel from Meroidach Baladon, that was 1 year before he conquered Jehoiakim and appointed Jehoiachin as his Jehoiachas. What? He was 1 year before. So this indeed was the mistake of Balshetzar, who was the grandson. Everyone knew about these words of Yirmiyah. See, they may not have known or wanted to pay attention to the rest of the Sefer, but the most famous pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah is this pasuk after 70 years, and it bothered all of these world leaders to know, gave them no menucha. When they read that after 70 years Hashem says he's going to visit Eschem, and they all came up with their own interpretations of what this pasuk meant in their own way to their own benefit. And the first one was Balshetzar. Balshetzar said he was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. First was Nebuchadnezzar, then was Evel Meroidach, then was Balshetzar, and it was 70 years since Nebuchadnezzar came to power. And he said it's now been exactly 70 years. And look, and Klal Yisrael are in Golos, they're here in Bavel, and there's no handwriting on the wall. That was the night when he made the party. There's no sign whatsoever that Klal Yisrael is going to be redeemed. Nothing, there's nothing doing. They're in Golos and they're here to stay. All my advisors, all the indications are they're here to stay. And therefore he took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and he made a very great celebration to celebrate that the words of Yirmiyah were false. Yirmiyah was a Navi Sheker. And the words are false. Or even if he was a Navi Emes, these words have been rescinded. And what happened to him on that very night? On that very night he was killed. Now, just because he was killed, But he was killed. So was it true then? Was it true then? Well, the truth was, it was true. The words of Yirmiyah in this respect is that Nebuchadnezzar came to an end. Nebuchadnezzar's malchus, Nebuchadnezzar established Babel to be a real malchus. It was exactly 70 years, because when the death of Balshetzar, the world power shifted to Daryovesh Hamadi. Now, Klal Yisrael, you're right, they remained the same, nothing changed. The status of Klal Yisrael was exactly the same, but indeed there was a fulfillment, a token fulfillment, I don't say a token, but one dimension of the words of Yirmiyah was fulfilled. Where was the Pekida? The Pekida is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting rid of the enemy. The enemy has been removed. Now, Klal Yisrael, they're not, nothing is changing. Klal Yisrael is still in Golus. They don't have yet the ability to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But there has been a dimension, a fulfillment of the Nevuah, at least in one dimension. Now, what happened in the next year? So Dayavesh was king for 1 year, and then Dayavesh died. He was killed. And who took over the Malchut? Who took over? His son-in-law. His son-in-law was Koresh. Was Koresh the Parsi, and that was the arrangement between the Modai and Paras and Modai. And then indeed 1 year later, what happened? Koresh gave permission, he issued a proclamation that the Jews shall return, have permission to return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So was the Mikdash rebuilt? No. But here again we see now a new token fulfillment of the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. We see over here things are happening. The Beis Hamikdash indeed is being distilled with Pekida. And who? What happened next? What happened next was 18. When was the next Pekida? The next Pekida was Daryovesh, the son of Achashverosh, when he indeed gave permission for the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt. When he once again restored the order, there was a stop order after they started building the foundation of the Beis Hamikdash, but when he gave permission for it to be rebuilt and they started offering korbanos, that indeed was 70 years from the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So let's see the words of the Mitzvah inside. One more time from the beginning. Pasuk ki lufim los lebavel ayin shana kasher yushlam lebavel ayin shana mehascholas hispashtusa shel al Yisrael me'es shekavash nebuchadnezzar es yehoyakim berishayna. It was 70 years from the time that Nebuchadnezzar he conquered Eretz Yisrael, namely specifically Yehoyakim. Who haisa b'shniel malchus Nebuchadnezzar. And this was in his second year of Malchus. And this is what threw off Belshazzar. V'molach, how long did he rule for? Nebuchadnezzar ruled for Mem Hei Shanim, 45 years. Im Kain Nish'ar Od Mishnoisav Mem Dalid Shanim. We have still, we have 45 years. He ruled for 45. The first year does not count. So, because the first year he did not conquer Yehoyakim, so we have 44. V'imei Evel Merodach Beno Chav Gimel Shana, and now we add to 44. We add another 23. So now we're up to 67. Ela Shenivla Shana Achas B'imei Malchus Aviv Ki Also Lazeh Ulazeh. The truth is, when you say there was 44 years left, it wasn't really 44. It was really 43 and a half. And Daryovesh. And I'm sorry, Evel Merodach, that ruled for 23, he didn't rule for 20, he only ruled for 22 and a half. What?
Overlap.
So we're losing 1 year. Elosh Nivla Shon Achas Bimei Malchus Aviv, ki also Lezeh Ulezeh. He only ruled 40, it was 45, but it was really 44 and a half. And Evel Merodach wasn't 23, it was really 22 and a half. Harei Imkein Samach Vav Shonim. We have so far 66 years. It's really, if you take all the numbers, it would be 45 plus 23, which would give us a 67. But we're going to subtract one because the two kingdoms overlap. The Mei Belshazzar Beno Gimel Shanim, and now we have Belshazzar, which was 3 years. He ruled for 3 years. Harei Shivim Shana Chaser Achas. That's 69. Imkain b'shana achas l'Daryovesh, in the first year of Daryovesh, malu shivim shana, this is when the 70 years were complete. Now, umiyad kishemeis Daryovesh, umolach koresh, when Daryovesh died and koresh became melech, b'shana harishayna, hoysa hapekida, this was the pekida, was the announcement, was the akamtshvach, remember Klai Yisrael, v'shavu li'artzam k'mo shakasa b'daniel. And this was the year when the Koresh announced that I give permission for Klal Yisrael to return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the one dimension of the Pekida. The one again who made this mistake was Belshazzar. He calculated the years from the first year of Nebuchadnezzar and not from his second year. That's what he thought, Belshazzar. He thought that this now is the 70th year and nothing has changed. It must be that the Nevu is bottled. That's why he took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, the next we'll see more in the Radak and Rashi. Efkoy Eschem, I'm going to visit you. Oz then, after 70 years, Eskar Bochem, I'm going to remember you. V'oz Hakayim Aleichem Es Divari, my heart of my good words. Avaloy Koy Dim Hazman Hazeh, but not before this. Kedivrei Hanavim Hameshakrim, not like the false prophets that are telling Klal Yisrael that within 2 years, Hananya ben Izar was telling them within 2 years that everything is going, you're going to be come back to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki Anochi Yodati, Asher Anochi Yodati Es Hamachashavos, Shehemo L'Shalom V'lo L'Ra'ah. I know that I have good thoughts for Klal Yisrael. Ratzon Leimar, Ma She Nisakvu B'Goyla, Shivim Shana Lachem L'Toiva. So here is very important pasuk. Hashem over here is telling Klal Yisrael that the galus is for their benefit. This is an amazing pasuk. No one should think that galus is pure evil. Galus has a silver lining. Hashem has a machshava that is of shalom v'loy l'ra'ah. And the Mitzudas explains what's the good machshava. Ki oz yichna levavam he'arel, because in Golus you will be humbled. You will achieve the midah of humility. V'oz yiyeh siba, and that will be a cause, lo seis lachem achris toiv, a future, the sikva toiva, and hope, achar shetoshuvu heino, when you return to Eretz Yisrael. And this is exactly, this parallels exactly what we know the Chazal tell us with regard to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, we were there for 400 years, specifically, mainly, we were there for 210 years, and 86 of those 210 years was crushing labor, avodas perach, and Chazal say that crushing labor humbled Klal Yisrael, put their neshamas in the right frame of mind to be the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was called the Kur HaBarzel. It was a kiln which removed the impurities from the neshama of Klal Yisrael being humbled in servitude, and now it was easy for us to channel our servitude from Melech Mitzrayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, what's amazing is that this history repeats itself. When the bias was destroyed and we were sent into Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us there's going to be another 70 years of refinement. The tsaros of Galus are going to refine Klal Yisrael in order that we can once again come back and have Achris and Tikva. And I guess we have to say, we have no choice to say, but that's going to be the same message for the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Churban Bayis Sheni also brought us into Galus. We suffered the greatest horrors the world has ever seen, beyond a shadow of a doubt, and not in any way to chas v'shalom minimize even a mashu sheba mashu of all of the tsar and the churban and the horrors. But yet, Chazal tell us, this is what it says explicitly here in this pasuk, is that there is a silver lining, and the silver lining is that for the collective neshama of Klal Yisrael, there has been humility. Humility has been achieved, and that humility is now going to be the proper tool which we're going to use for what's called the acharis v'sikva for Klal Yisrael into the building of the Bayis Shlishi. You always have to find something good in evil. In every situation, in evil, in every situation that is a difficulty of Nisayon, the pasuk here is giving us a directive to look for the good, the acharis v'sikva. Now, before we go further, there's a very interesting medrash. Medrash says, and this probably can apply to the Churban Bayis Sheni, you can apply Bizman Hazeh to some degree, where it says, what is the achris? This is a Gemara Masechta Tainus Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Lo seis lachem achris v'sikva. Om Rav Yehuda Mered Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. Elu, what does it mean? Acharis v'sikva, future and hope. Elu dekolim, palm trees, uchlei pishton, and linen that was found in Bavel. In other words, Chazal is saying that when they lived in Bavel, Parnasa was very easy. They had very good life. They had good food. They had palm trees, and they had linen, and they were able to support themselves in order to serve Hashem. And succeed in Galus, and this is something which is very true for, many people struggle today without question. But in the big picture of things, Klal Yisrael and Bavel and Galus has become very successful, very wealthy, and it's no secret that a good part of the economy of Eretz Yisrael is supported, or has been at least established and supported by Achenu Bnei Yisrael in Galus, who are very wealthy and very successful, and they support Eretz Yisrael. And that's exactly what it says over here. Eretz Yisrael, there was famine, there was starvation, there was churban. Over here, you're coming to Bavel, and above there's going to be Achris v'sikva. And the way Chazal defined the Achris v'sikva in this respect is there's going to be good parnasa, good health. The kolim, date trees, which is delicious food, and healthy food. Chlei pishton is symbolic of expensive clothing, wealth, and this wealth will be able to be used as a tool in order to reestablish Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, there is no Rashi in this pasuk. Let's see the Radak on these two psukim. Ki lefim los lebavel shemshon efkod eschem the ayin shanu lemalchus bavel kosavnu lemalo cheshboinam. I already discussed before their calculation, which I guess the same thing as Rashi, the 70 years of Babel, which is the three different kings, the king of Nebuchadnezzar, the king Evil Meroidach, 23 years, 70 plus 23 plus Belshazzar is another 3, which takes it to a grand total of 70. We discount 1 year because they overlap, because the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar and the Malchus of Evil Merodach overlap by 1 year, so it's down to 69. And then with the death of Belshazzar, then we come to Daryavish, and Daryavish ruled for 1 year, and then we come to year 71. 71 is the year of Koresh. Now that's not 70. We have to subtract 1 year from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was king for 45 years, but the first year of his Malchus does not count, because that's only when he became Melech. He did not yet conquer Yehoiakim. So it's a grand total of 71 years from the day Nebuchadnezzar became Melech until Koresh issued his proclamation. The first year does not count because Nebuchadnezzar did not yet conquer Jehoiakim. And even though you'll add up all the years individually, you'll tell me it's 72 years. That's incorrect, because we have to assume that Evil Meroidach and Nebuchadnezzar, they did not conclude their year in Malchus. They did not conclude the last year, and he did not start the first year of the 23 years, so we take away 1 year, it's a total of exactly 70 years, just like we learned in the Mitzudot Stavit. Okay, now the next words of the Mitzudot are Efkoid, Sheha'ir es ruach koresh. What does it mean, Efkoid? Hashem says, I will inspire the spirit of Koresh Melech Paras, Kamar Shekasov, v'hapikida ha'itzo l'shivim shana l'malchus bavel. Avol binyan habayis, so it's going to be 70 years. The Malchus of Bavel, is according to the parish of the Mitzudos, is from the time when, I'm assuming that the Mitzudos, the Radak's like the Mitzudos, from the time when Nebuchadnezzar conquered, was nispashet in Eretz Yisrael. Avol binyan habayis, but when the bayis was actually built, lohoye el admelos lechurvois Yerushalayim shivim shana, shehu begalo sidkiyahu. But as far as the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, that took place later. That goes from the time of 70 years from the time of the Golus of Tzidkiyahu. So that's another dimension of the 70 years, and that in fact is a different pasuk. There's another pasuk that says L'churvos Yerushalayim. Okay, let's go now to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Beis. Ukirasem Oisi. What? Meroidach, I'm sorry. Achris v'sikva, achris toiva, future, a good future, kemosha atende kavim, like what you yearn for. Ach, he puts the two words together. Achris v'toiva, like you wish for. The two words go together. Okay, the next pasuk is almost the same pasuk we have in the Torah, in Devarim. The pasuk says, the kurasim I see, when you will call out to me after 70 years, v'halachtem, and you will follow in my ways, v'hispalaltem eloi, you will pray to me, v'shamati alechem, I will listen to you. After 70 years, then you'll call to me, you'll go in my ways, and you'll daven to me, and I will listen to you. Pasuk Yud Gimel, uvikashtem osi, you will seek me out, umitzasem, you will find me, ki sidrishuni b'chol levavchem. This is mamash what it says in Chumash Devarim, these very similar psukim. V'nimtzei silochem, Hashem says, I will make myself available, I will make myself found to you, Nuhum Hashem, v'shavti yeshavus shavuschem, and I will return your captivity, v'kibatzi eschem, and I will gather you mikol ha'goyim v'mikol ha'makomot asher hidachti eschem sham, Nuhum Hashem, from where I have pushed you out, I will return you to the place, Asher Glacia Schemisham, from where I have exiled you from. Of course, from Eretz Yisrael. Now the next pasuk we're going to leave for a moment, because the next pasuk is a bit complex. So let's just run through these sukkim very quickly. Pasuk Yud Beis says, "Ukrasim Osei, you will call out to me." Return the lemar. Achar sheyichna levavchem. The Mitzudos here is following his interpretation. The Mitzudos has added something that it does not say in the pasuk. He's adding this concept of humility, of being humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. that after 70 years is over and you have suffered the torment of galus and your neshamas have been humbled before me, then you will return and you will come to the Beis Hamikdash, the place that is ideal to serve Hashem. Then when you call out to me, you pray to me, then at that point after 70 years is when you're going to daven. The Mitzudos is learning that the davening is first going to take place at the end of 70 years after you have achieved humility. Then you will call, you will be mispalel, that I shall return all of the Bnei Goyle from all of the places where they have been exiled. V'shamati aleichem, oz eshma aleichem, I will listen to you. Pasuk Gimel, v'kashtem oisi, kasher tivakshu oisi, oz timsu, im tidirshu oisi b'chol lavchem, when you seek me out, you will find me if you seek me out with all of your heart. Pasuk Yudalev, v'nimtzesi lochem, oz ehyel nimsa lochem, l'malois mishalo seichem, I will make myself available to you to answer your requests. V'yoshiv eshivu seichem, I will return your captivity. Ritzon Elomar, es hadavar haroi l'hoshiv lochem, v'hu ha-mimshalo ha-rishayna, I will return to you what is deserving to be returned to you, the your authority over the land. V'kibatzi eschem, ritzon Elomar, es kol ha-goyle, akabetz mikol ha-goyim, v'yes kulo moshiv el ha-mokem hazeh, v'ch oimer, moshe teshuvu mi-bavol, ein etzem ha-kavona al ha-geula ha-hi li-shiyehei nechshav, mihiras ha-shav l'toiva. This I'm going to return you from Babel. My kavani is not that it should be quick. Ki etzem hakavani hi leman tiyu b'mokim hamikudosh. The ikur, the goal is that you should return to a holy place. Mokim muchun b'yoyso la'avoydes Hashem l'spal l'fonav al ha-gu'ulas klolis u'shleimo gu'ulas olam. It's very interesting what he's saying over here. He's saying over here a lot of things which require really us to slow down. Is that when the gula will come, it's going to be only like in steps. When I return you to the land, I'm returning you to the land so you should have a Beis Hamikdash. And once you have a Beis Hamikdash, you can use that as a tool to be mispalel for the gula shlema. So the gula that's going to happen in 70 years is not going to be the gula shlema. It's going to be the beginning of a process. And the beginning of the process will be where you'll have the tools that you'll be able to bring the gula shlema. Im came there for l'tovat yichashiv masha tisak l'shama. Therefore, it's for your benefit now that you should remain over here. L'man yichona levavam l'shuv l'Hashem. Again, the same theme he's injecting into the pasuk, something which he does not say at all. This is something which is totally his idea. Therefore, it's for your benefit that you should remain over here in Babel for 70 years, because by doing so you will be humbled. V'yikubel tefilaschem, and then when you will be humbled, you will now have the tools so that when you daven, you will daven with your full heart, and your tefillos will be accepted. Then he injects over here in parentheses that Klal Yisrael did not do what Hashem wanted, and that's why they never, the Geul that came at a later point in time was not the Geul Shlema, since they did not do according to the Mitzudos, they did not humble themselves properly in Babel, they continued to sin, and therefore they never achieved the goal of becoming humble before Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's why the Bayis Sheni did not last forever, it only lasted for 420 years. Okay, now let's see Rashi. Rashi's Pasuk Yibei says, you will call out to me and you will go, Bidrochai. We are missing a word. When it says v'halachtem, it means you will go in my ways. To say ways, you should say b'drachai, and that's the way the pasuk is written. Pasuk tes zayin is later on. Now here we come to a very hard pasuk. Pasuk tes vav says ki amartem. Hey, oh, I'm sorry, Radak. I'm sorry, right? I'm sorry, v'halachtem. Perushoy b'drachai. Same thing as Rashi. We're missing a word. You will go in my ways. Ki amartem hekim lanu. Okay, now we come to pasuk tes vav. Pasuk tes vav really sticks out in the middle of nowhere. Ki, because amartem, you have said, heikim lanu Hashem nevi'im bavela. Okay, let's do the next pasuk. Ki choymer Hashem el hamelech hayesh val kitzei David ve'el kol ha'om hayoshe bo'ir hazos achichem asher lo yotzu itchem ha'gola, and to all of you brethren who have not gone into gola, I'm going to make klal yisrael kateinim hashoarim like disgusting figs. Ashelo seochalno meirah that cannot be eaten because of their poor quality. So I just read three psukim, and how do these three psukim make any sense? So let's see the mitzudos. The mitzudos of Radak really say the same thing. Let's see how he explains it. Ki choyamar Hashem pasuk the pasuk tezvav pasuk. Tes Vav in the Ritsudos David Kiamaratem. So he's adding a lot of words. Im Toimru, if you will say to me, Yirmiyah has just delivered to them a very depressing message. You're going to be in Golis for 70 years. Don't make any mistake about it. Don't listen to the false prophets who are telling you that you're going to return in 2 years. You're going to be in Golis for 70 years, and therefore you should purchase property and you should settle down in the land. You should get married, you should have children, and you should multiply in number. If you're going to respond to my message that what I've just predicted for you by telling me it's not true, then the V.A. Sheker have told us we're only going to be here for 2 years. You should know they are lying to you. So let's again, Ki Amartem, Im Taimu, if you're going to respond to me and say, Hine, behold, Hashem Hemid Lanu, Nevi'im B'Bavel, we have here in Bavel prophets, Ve'hema Mitznabim Shem Maher Noshov, that we are going to return to Eretz Yisrael very soon, within 2 years. The Kotzer had Bedavar Hamuvan Me'atzmon. This here is written in short form. The pasuk over here is not explaining exactly what the people are saying, but the Mesudas explains the people are saying to him, Yirmiyah, you're lying to us. How can you tell us that we're going to be here for 70 years? Here we're in Bavel, we have among us Nevi'im prophets, and these Nevi'im have told us explicitly that we're only going to be here for 2 years. So to that, this leads in directly to Pasuk Tesvav. They're lying to you. Ki choyamar Hashem, rotzoloimar, loy emes yidaberu. Here the Mitzudas explicitly explains, these people are lying to you, it's not true. Ki choyamar Hashem, el ha-melech ha-yoshev, al kiseh ha-melucha v'yel kol ha-am. Pasuk Yitzayin, koyamar Hashem, I'm telling you that it's not true, you're going to go into Golis. The reason why we repeat the words Kichoyamar Hashem twice is because since in Pasuk Tes Zayin we said a long list of people, so says Hashem to the king that sits on his throne and to the people that live in the city and all the people who have not left, I'm telling you we have to repeat again in Nachamol Koyamar Hashem, Omar Hashem is Koyamar Hashem, Hirni Mishlech Bochem. I'm going to cause to come upon you the sword, the enemy, famine, and plague. How can you be so foolish to think that you're going to return from Golus to Eretz Yisrael when it's just the opposite? The people that are living in Eretz Yisrael, they are going to go into exile towards you. If it's going to be the other way around, I'm going to exile everyone. You're all going to be like kiteinim ha-sho'arim, disgusting figs. Kiteinim ha-migunim, which are disgusting, asher ein le'echol bavura asan, ha-sinuim, which are hated, u'meruchakim mib'me'adam, which are distance from people, u'chamay shakasa, we had this before, u'chita'inim hara'os kein etenes tzidkiyo, I'm so going to tzidkiyo. It's to review, we learned last time, why so often do we have in Chazal, in the Psukim, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to express the theme of Golus, does he use figs that are disgusting? Because figs are the example of the first fruit you use to express your gratitude for Eretz Yisrael in the mitzvah of Bikurim, last week's parasha. What does Rashi say? What is the process, the procedure of bringing Bikurim? When the season begins, the first fruit that begins to blossom are the figs. So you wait patiently until the figs begin to blossom. You go out into the field, you see a fig that began to blossom, you take a blade of grass and you tie it around the fig. And then you wait for it to develop, and when the season comes, the harvest comes, you take that fig plus all of the other fruit, you put it in your basket and you bring it to Eretz Yisrael. And what, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mizbeach, and you give it to the Kohen, and you recite the the psukim in the Torah. And what are the psukim? V'havesi. It's the fifth lashon of Geula. You give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have took us out of Mitzrayim, Arami, Oyed Avi, V'yotzeisi, V'yitzati, V'gati, V'kachti, V'havesi. That's basically what you're saying. You've brought us over here to Eretz Yisrael, and you give Shevach Vaida, She'ein Chakafri Toiva. So the ultimate mitzvah, the mitzvah which expresses the Hakaras HaToiv Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, is expressed through figs. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to express that you will no longer have the gift of Eretz Yisrael and you're going to go into Galus, it's described as disgusting figs. There's symbolism, there's a metaphor. The figs are disgusting, they're ruined, they're spoiled. The figs are no good. That basically means there's no Bikurim. There's no Bikurim, there's no gratitude. There's no gratitude for the land. You don't deserve to live in the land. You're going to go into Golos. That's at least the last time. Just to repeat over here what it means over here. Again, we're discussing the figs. So we learned over here, according to the parish of the Mitzvot, a very mahalach in this pasuk. Ki amartem, so it's a review. The three psukim are going together and it's saying, Ki amartem, I've given you a message. I've delivered the Klal Yisrael, a fatal blow. It's going to be Golos for 70 years, and therefore you should purchase property and get married and live and settle down. You don't want to accept this. You respond back to me, but Yirmiyah, we have among us other prophets that tell us that we're going to return to Eretz Yisrael within 2 years. Ki amartem hekim lanu Hashem nevi'im bavela. Hashem has established prophets in Bavel who have told us, do not worry, it's only 2 years until you return. Yirmiyah now responds, I have a message, and the message is directed to the people who are still living in Eretz Yisrael. You are all a bunch of sour figs, and you're all going to go to Golos. Now, spoiled figs, disgusting figs. You're all going to go into Golos. Now, how is that a response? So Mitsuda says, well, we have to inject interpretation. If the people in Eretz Yisrael are coming to you, you are certainly not going back to Eretz Yisrael. So what are you saying? You're saying nonsense. Let's see the Hirashi. Rashi Pasik Tez Zayin El HaMelech Tzidkiyah Shalom Nigola. I have a message to deliver to Tzidkiyahu that he will go into exile. Pasuk Yitzayin, the Kete'inim HaShoarim, disgusting figs. Lashon Sha'aruria. Sha'aruria also means disgust. Let's see what it says in the Mitzvot Pasuk, the Radak, and Pasuk Yud Tesavav. Ki amartem hekim lanu Hashem nevim. That's exactly what it said in Rashi. Ze shani oimer lochem. This that I said to you, ki l'shim shon efkoit atzchem hu ho'emes. Aval, but you people living in Bavel, kishatem oimer hekim lanu Hashem nevim Bavela. What do you say? Sho oimer lochem. You have false prophets who live among you in Bavel, who lie to you and mislead you, misguide you by telling you, lochem me'ato teshuvu. That you're going to return now. We're going back home today, not in 70 years. Einoi klum, I'm warning you, what they're telling you is nonsense. Ki sheker heim nivim lochem. The innocent here game nivim malfin. The Navi over here does not mean, like we said, does not mean a Navi MS. It means a Navi sheker. These nivim, he's translating them as teachers. Teachers, people that are teaching you the wrong message. Pasik tezayin, hayoyshev el kisei. I have a message to deliver to the king who sits upon the throne. Al kisei, pasik yudzayin. You're going to be like te'enim hashoarim, hameluch lochim, filthy, dirty. Kimo sharuras osesa, something that is disgusting she has done. V'chein him shilom l'malo b'nevuas shnei dudoei te'enim, she'eris Yerushalayim kate'enim horaos. We had the same theme, as I said before, the Torah comes from that pasuk, when he had two different dudim, two different containers of figs. One were the yafais, and one were the disgusting ones. The yafais was Yechonia, and all of the people who already went into exile. They are going to succeed. They're going to develop in the land, in Bavel, and they will return. But the people, the disgusting things, are the ones who live here in Eretz Yisrael, who are continuing to do Averos, and they will all be exiled. Katenim Haraos, Hashoarim, Ha'ayin B'komatz, Kedi Ayin has a komatz, Hashoarim, B'peles, it's in the same grammatical form as Kochovim. There's a komatz under the chaf, and kovaim, and there's a komatz under the base, two different words which are the same grammatical form, which have the komatz. Pasik yud ches, I'm going to pursue you. So here he's describing in more detail what's going to happen to people living in Yerushalayim. Veradafti acharechem, acharechem ba'arav, sword, famine, whatever, plague, unesatim, lezava. I'm going to make for you terror. L'chol mam l'chol sa'aretz, and you're going to be a horror for all the kingdoms of the earth. When the kingdoms of the earth see what happened to you, they will be horrified. Because if this could happen to you, who knows, it can happen to them. You will be a source of horror for the entire world. La'ala, a curse. U'lashama, desolation. V'lishreka, whistling or hissing. When people come and they see what happened to you, they're going to hiss in astonishment. Ulecherpa for shame, b'chol ha'goyim asher hidachtim sham, where I push you and distance you. Tachas, why? The same word you had in the Teichacha last week. Tachas. The reason why? Asher lo yishamu estivarai nu'um Hashem, asher sholachti alechem esvodach hanavim lehashkeim v'shloch. This we had these sukkim many times, same thing. I've sent you prophets early, continuously, early in the morning, and I said to them continuously, V'loy shematem nu mashem, V'yatem shimu dvar Hashem, kol agoyla sheshlachtim yushlem bavela, and I have a new message to relay to you. And this new message leads into the next psukim, which we'll stop right here. We'll see these psukim. Pasuk chaf really leads into the next section. We'll see these psukim in the mitzudos. Pasuk yud ches, V'radafti, Ephra mehem, I will punish b'cheref ho'oyev, through the sword of the enemy, uvarav uvadever, v'nesatim lezavar, v'tzen alemar, amar seim l'chol mamluchos aretz, I will deliver you, emsareim, I will deliver you l'chol mamluchos aretz, liyosam lezavar, to be a haruki kulam yacharidum, you will say, he's translating like different than what I said before, you will be horrified. When you will be delivered into their hands, they will terrify you. They will do to you as they please, and you will be horrified. La'ala, a curse. Yishbu loymar b'shu'aschem eyek yehudim ha'um lolin. When a person would want to curse himself, if I don't keep my word, may I be cursed? They would say, I should be like a Jew. A Jew will be a synonym for a curse. Ulashama, destruction. Kulam yismuhu al goydel churbana. All will be in a state of shock and astonishment over the complete utter devastation of the Jewish people. The lishrei ka, whistling and hissing. Yishruku al goydel ha'avdoin. When they see the great churban, they will whistle. Ulecherpa yicharfu oisam. They will shame them. Hadidachtem k'mo adichem avar b'makim osid. This is a reference to the future, but it's written in the past tense because that's the way prophecy is written, in the past tense, which really means the future, because when it comes to prophecy, it's already a done deal. It's already as if it has happened, because the word of Hashem is emes. Tachas means ba'avur. It is the reason why you're going to suffer. Asher lo yishamu el devarai, you do not listen to my words. Pasuk yutetz v'lo yishmatem, hashkem v'shaloyach, I send messengers to you early. Im ki hayisi mashkim mashlech b'zrizus rav, im kol zeh lo shematem, ki ilu yidaber el mul yoshve yishamu. Over here Hashem is speaking to you, people of Yerushalayim. Rashi, pasuk yitches ulcherpa shiyicharfu oisam. Ramachal, what does that word mean? What? He doesn't translate it? The chain called cherpa shel mikra means a disgrace. Okay, radak, pasik yud ches, asher hidachtim sham, ovar, bimokoim osid, kmo adichem. It's as if it says adichem. That's the future tense. Ki adayin legolu sheris yushlaim, because it did not yet happen. V'loy shematem, v'loyhem, v'loyatem, they, no one listened. Not them and not you. No one listened, and therefore that's why you're going to suffer. All right, here's a good place to stop. Here starts a new theme, a new topic, so we'll stop over here. Okay, today we're going to do Mate Ephraim.